You're listening to SBS News.
COVID-19 has forced changes on companies around the world, and the closure of offshore call centres may have a resulting benefit here in Australia. Australian banks employed 1,500 new staff and redeployed more than 2,200 employees last month in a bid to deal with historic pandemic-driven demand for information in customer relations centres. Andrew Cannington is the General Manager of LivePerson in the Asia-Pacific region. He says redeploying employees into areas of need is a much better option for Australian companies than laying off staff.
Contact centres have closed down. Companies all over Australia have then moved those conversations back onshore, started using their retail staff to host those conversations, and then used automation to start to drive efficiency out of that.
Projections of up to 30,000 new jobs in the wake of overseas call centres shutting may be a little on the optimistic side. Ray Johnston is the science and technology editor for NITV, and she says the use of artificial intelligence, or bots, to deal with consumer inquiries may actually cost jobs.
I think there are some jobs created, just not as many as it would appear, because most of these inquiries can be handled by that automated process before it ever gets to a real person. They don't need to employ as many people. That's not to say jobs aren't being created, though.
According to Andrew Cannington, associated jobs in IT support and design will need to be filled if the demand for AI continues to rise.
Automation experts, conversation designers, there is a shift to onshore jobs, and we're talking about thousands and thousands of new jobs.
Mobile phone companies are already making use of artificial intelligence technology, improving the customer relations experience on both sides of the coin. Mark Bayliss is the Vice President of Optus Customer Care Centre, and he says the old ways of doing things on the phone with lengthy delays getting through to a real person weren't good for the customer or the company.
Certainly there's frustrated situations, particularly if it's a long wait time, which has not a lot to do with the expert that's serving the customer. So messaging just takes all that away. So the message comes in, you can answer it, do your research, get back to the customer.
And Mr. Bayliss says plans are already in place to allow Australian customers to get the answers they need in their preferred language too.
It's not something we offer at the moment, it's something we're looking into because we see the importance of serving, you know, Australia really well. We do offer that in our voice channel, but it's something we've definitely got on our roadmap for the next 12 months.
Mr. Cannington says LivePerson can already deliver on that promise.
We're there. We're there already. All this needs is companies to request it. So we have the ability to, with the technology that sits underneath it, to automate 45 plus languages.
LivePerson has recorded a more than five-fold increase in person-to-person messaging over the past 12 months. And while bots may not be to everyone's taste, the traffic suggests the consumers are voting with their mouse and their mobiles. John Baldock, SBS News.